Good start, people. Nice and professional.
Delay.
Welcome to your Whistle Stop Week. I'm terrified, petrified, horrified. I'm Greased Lightning. Actually, no. I'm your host, Carrie Simison, and I'm usually on the other side of the mic. I am joined by four panelists who, like In the Shape of Water, have filled their bathrooms completely with water in order to have sex with a marine creature of their choice. On that note, bars.
What the hell?
Fucking Twilight Zone have we descended into?
Bars, what's your deep sea or deep throat creature of choice?
Oh, it would be a narwhal.
What the hell's a narwhal?
Look it up.
Okay.
It has narwhal? A horn.
Uh-oh.
Like a unicorn.
Kids join the dots.
Ooh, is it a unicorn of the water?
Yes.
All right. And April, which cross-species marine creature would you have coitus with?
Of course, I'm not sure how much everybody knows about marine biology, but the stingray blended with a seahorse. Stingrays having two penises. Seahorses, the males give birth.
I'm dying. Kobo, with your nerd culture and appreciation of sci-fi, I know you've thought of this before tonight, so...
I'm going to have to go with an octopus for obvious reasons.
Oh, my God.
That would have totally been my choice. Totally been my choice.
You stole mine.
I thought yours was Abe Sapien.
Well, and...
Abe, my leg!
And finally, Mark, I actually looked up the British origin of your name, and it means masturbator of the sea. But let's say you didn't want to have self relations, what would your choice be?
Okay, let's see, this is going to be another rocky instance of me being a panelist. This question made me feel very uncomfortable. I tried to skate around it. There is a time and a place. Have you guys getting these fish puns here?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
I'm glad you wrote them all down.
But what I decided was, as uncomfortable as it makes me feel, I suppose if I had to do this, I'd have to do it with a sea mammal, you know, because of the tight seal.
And then I said blowhole. I did it.
Oh my gosh. All right. On that note, we do have our two teams today. We have Bars and April. What's your team name?
Me and Grandpa.
Oh. It sounds like mustard.
Eat my shorts.
Awesome.
And our usual host, Mark, is joined by Koba, and you guys will be...
Are you saying it, or I'm saying it?
On three. One, two, three. The cunts. Oh, see how different that was.
I know. Yeah. It's delightful.
I'm going to have to be real careful tonight.
That's not the first time you've said that.
It actually might be.
She might not be lying. I have this bracelet from Firefly that says I aim to misbehave.
Oh, yeah.
And whenever I have it on, it's always trouble.
Always trouble. Every time.
All right. Well, we have decided this round that less is more.
This episode,
that less is more. And actually, I think Mark was just pretty sure that my blonde hair was going to affect us being able to get through the first round. So we are actually cutting out our first round and going down to three rounds instead of four. So we're going to start with number two. I think the math thing also might have been... Seriously, guys are in the gutter already.
Okay, guys, let's see what you
under the
seat.
I'm blushing. All right, yeah, but we're going to start with headlines.
Yes.
Which is the round where I give each team three headlines, and only one of them is correct. So, okay. And I think we should start with Bars and April.
What's our team name?
Me and Grandpa.
Okay,
sorry about that. Me and Grandpa.
Cool.
You see how hard this is?
I know, seriously.
Every episode I have a different one to juggle.
big fucking whiner. He whines about being a panelist. He whines about being the host.
What other job could we give him? He could be the dog that barks at the door when we get here. Okay, are you guys ready?
As far as we know.
Okay, your first headline is, Franklin Graham dismisses Stormy Daniels' accusations because she's a fallen woman.
If I knew who Franklin Graham was, that would help.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Is he the guy who ate the biscuits?
What?
Yeah, the biscuit.
That was
the
Graham Cracker.
The anti-masturbating biscuits? Yes. Look it up, kids.
Franklin Graham is one of those right-wing religious guys that has an opinion about everything going on in politics
Billy
right now.
Graham's kid.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
He should be, shouldn't he be mourning?
Apple not far from the tree on that.
Shouldn't he be mourning or something? I mean, Jesus.
I think mourning Jesus would be a very long period of mourning.
All right, your second headline. Best Buy Geek Squad has been turning customer data over to the FBI for more than a decade.
Oh, crap.
And your third and final headline. Man kicked out of McDonald's for putting his dick in a burger and yelling, "This is real meat, you fuckers!" But fuckers was asterisked out, so...
But you had to say it anyway.
Yes.
She's so bad.
Never wanted to go F*****.
Exactly, yes. Exactly. I think this is the first time our host has actually sworn just so obnoxious. Anyway... I'm leaning towards A.
Oh, yeah, I'm leaning towards the first one, too.
Because the second one, that would have hit a lot more of...
I think I would have heard about that.
I know I would have.
What was the second one again?
The second one, Best Buy Geek Squad, has been turning customer data over to the FBI for more than a decade.
Because if that had happened, Mark would have been deported. Like, at least the last 12 months ago.
Shit, I know. Have you seen his phone when he's gone on break before?
Yes.
I know.
I have to wash my hands.
Yeah.
I'm not the host today. Stop picking bastards.
Are you?
Oh, right. I'm supposed to protect you, aren't I?
Oh, something like that.
You don't have to. It's
only if my voice is 3 octaves higher than it currently is.
I'm going with A.
A.
Yeah,
A.
Okay, you guys are going with Franklin Graham dismissing Stormy Daniels' accusations because she's a fallen woman.
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
Also because it's International Women's Celebration. I don't think it's day because we've missed it. So
it's the week of ish.
It's our time of the month.
I'll get my coat.
All right, over on the side of the cants, you have a chance to agree or pick one of the other ones.
I just tell whoever's playing in the next episode, one of the teams needs to adopt that name, so I have to be saying that all the time.
I like that.
What do you think? What are your thoughts? So what, they went for the Stormy Daniels. My only reservation about that one is it doesn't seem like a particularly outlandish headline.
I'm with you on that, because Lord knows the evangelicals have already made it abundantly clear when it comes to their president that morals
so
don't matter.
I think it's one of the two, but I don't have a strong opinion either way, so I'll go with you.
I'm thinking two.
Jeez, that was the best fight.
Yep.
Not the dick in a burger headline?
God, that happens every day at work, practically. So...
Yeah, and after the SNL skit, I mean, Justin Timberlake.
Right?
That was a dick in a box.
That was a dick in a box.
Yeah, this is just...
He probably put it several other places after.
Just to check.
But, yeah.
Which, knowing the demographic of the show, they've all seen Lonely Island, right?
Yes,
but just in case you haven't,
right,
got to check out Dick in a Box. And, Jizz in My Pants.
Yes.
Oh, that was just me just apologizing for
it. Oh, I thought I smelled bleach.
Ooh.
Hey, but, so, you know, Big Macs do come in boxes, too.
I know,
so.
That's what I'm thinking. There's a jack-in-the-box joke.
All right, so you guys going to settle on Best Buy?
Should we go with Best Buy?
Okay.
Just see.
Cool, we'll do that.
All right. So.
She's so serious, it cracks me the hell up.
The man kicked out of McDonald's for putting his dick in a burger and yelling, "This is real meat, you fuckers!" So funny, but totally a head lie.
Oh.
Kind of sad you didn't pick that.
That's a great,
isn't that a great headline?
Literally.
So the actual headline is, Geek Squad.
Whoa. Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, this is a shit.
I know. How could it be so secret?
And how are you still in the country, Turner?
He doesn't do Geek Squad.
I brought the Geek Squad.
So, Best Buy Geek Squad employees have been working as FBI informants for more than a decade.
Now, wait a minute. All Geek Squad employees?
Not all Geek Squad employees. But newly released documents show that there's a much closer relationship between the two organizations than formerly reported. Some Best Buy workers alerted law enforcement whenever they found illegal material, like child porn, on customers' hard drives. It's kind of icky.
Chuck. Remember Chuck, the show Chuck?
No.
Where the guy works at like a Best Buy in the Geek Squad and gets picked up by Secret Service.
Wasn't
and
Chuck about ground beef?
In a
dick substitute.
No, so, I did not hear about that.
Even that's going back to 2008, some of these workers were actually paid informants for the FBI. So they had a little side gig going on.
Sweet.
There you go.
You go, GW.
I know, right?
You can't even blame Obama on that one.
I think that might be the first points I've ever gotten as a panelist.
Yay!
Wait a minute. Who says you got points?
Yeah, you didn't know how I got points yet.
Sorry.
You don't know how I score this game.
Correct.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, so second half of the second round.
Other turn.
Okay, other turn.
Second half of the second round. It's the first round. It used to be the second.
Oh God, you didn't tell me there's gonna be this much math. All right, the camps. Here are your three headlines. Ivory Coast's a whore celebrates 60-meter gold with Irish flag at World Indoor Championships. Ivory Coast, a whore, celebrates 60-meter gold with an Irish flag at the World Indoor Championships.
She's a runner. She's a runner. Okay.
Second headline. African health minister complains that condoms made in China are too small.
Oh, my God.
That reminds me of a joke.
Uh-huh. Don't worry about it. The show's kind of about that.
We cut out the first round so you could go for it.
I'll share it afterwards.
Oh, dang.
And the last headline, National White Alliance urges boycott of Black Panther, claims movie could spawn militancy.
Oh, man.
I think they would look forward to that too much.
So I've got to say, Koba is wearing a Black Panther-themed hoodie.
Yes.
I just know everything I've seen on the internet and the amount of bullshit I got beat up going to Black Panther because I am white stories that were trolled around the internet for total suckers to pick up.
So that could be...
That was with the Russians.
Again, the right.
Hillary's emails?
Yeah, those were in Hillary's emails.
So that could be
resent by Russians.
Again, the only slight reservation I have about that one is it seems a little too on the nose.
Right.
Because there has been so much of that going around, which doesn't mean it isn't the one.
Right.
Maybe it's
a
double bluff.
Which one are you thinking?
I don't know.
The Ivory Coast winner using an Irish flag. The African health minister complaining condoms made in China are too small.
Yeah. So they could participate because they didn't make the meet or they weren't allowed to be there.
But why would an Ivory Coast runner use an Irish flag?
Maybe because somebody got it screwed up and they didn't know what the Ivory Coast was, so they just gave her the Irish flag.
That, with the Olympics, would not shock me in the least.
That's true.
But how do you get a gold for the 60-meter...
Right, right.
There isn't a 60-meter.
No, there is in...
Can you translate meters miles?
Yes,
international track meets. It's not. They're not Olympic meets.
Right. Oh, okay. So it was an international... There's a 60-meter dash?
I don't know. Well... I like the China. I mean, I'm leaning toward the China one personally, but I don't have a strong preference either way.
What's wrong with it?
Is this how this works? I need some resistance to my shitty ideas.
I like your shitty idea.
Fine.
I think that's
so. We're going China.
Wrong. Let's yeah.
We're going small penises in China. 200 pieces.
Yay!
Me and Grandpa. Huh. Would you like to agree or disagree?
What was the third one again?
National White Alliance urges boycott of Black Panther, claims movie could spawn militancy.
Sure. I say three.
Okay, three.
Let's do that.
All right. The African health minister can indeed fit his dick in Chinese condoms. That is not correct.
I gotta make multiple sizes.
That is my run.
But they are tiny.
Just experience.
Matter of fact.
So there's these two old ladies on the porch of a retirement home, and they're smoking a cigarette, and it starts to rain. So this one reaches into her pocket, pulls out a condom, snips the end off, puts it over her cigarette. And her friend looks at her and says, "Where is that?" She goes, "It's a raincoat for your cigarette." "Well, where did you get it?" "Down at the drugstore." So as soon as it stops raining, the second old lady goes down to the drugstore, and she goes to the condom aisle, and she's standing there just in shock. She's like, "Oh my gosh, there's so many. Which do I pick?" The pharmacist walks over and he says, "Can I help you with something?" And she's like, "Well, I just didn't know there was such a selection. I don't know what to pick." And he goes, "All right, why don't we start with size?" And she goes, "I don't know, big enough to fit a camel."
Oh my god. I'm blushing. Okay, the actual headline is Ivory Coast at Horus celebrates 60-meter gold with Irish flag at World Indoor Championships.
I'm going to have to compare the flags.
It's maybe a crazy similar story. Oh,
that's what I'm wondering, too.
It's just backwards, so, Irish.
The sprinter stormed to victory in the final of the 60-meter, securing her country's first ever gold medal at the championships. Which probably explains why they were a little unprepared. No one ever thought that they were going to win, and they forgot to have an Irish Coast flag around.
Can I borrow your flag?
So, the resourceful Ed Hoare sourced a tricolor from an Irish fan in the crowd, simply flipped it around to celebrate.
It's the same color.
It's kind of like, it's kind of heartening. I kind of love that story.
Unity.
It's a great story.
Yeah. The whitest people in an African country.
All right, so we had a correct answer by the Cants on Me and Grandpa's Torn, and we had no correct answer in the second, so I'm going to have to give some points over here. Seven.
That's to the Cants, right?
7 points to the Cants.
Yes!
Against still zero for Me and Grandpa.
Wait a minute, that was a good joke.
Okay, you're right, that joke does deserve points. Three.
Fantastic.
I was so nervous.
Let's negotiate.
Just like eight. No, you guys all feel.
And remember, I'm horrible at math, so you're going to have to help me add. Who's the most honest one around?
I am.
Okay.
We have a piece of paper.
That's true. Yes.
The paper's the most honest, honestly.
Okay, so we're moving on to round two, which is That Was the Week That Was.
Is this news from the past?
This is news from the past.
Come on.
So I have dug deep into the annals of the internets.
You were just looking for a way to get the word annals in there.
I mean, it's kind of the theme. When we start with sex with sea creatures, I don't really feel like we can give it up the whole way through. So to find some very interesting or particularly mundane stories from the past. In history, that happened a while ago, and really, they've happened within the last 100 years. Because,
are you sure?
Well, again, my math. Yes, I'm sure. And I'm going to give you the headline, and you guys are going to tell me what date you think it happened on.
Okay.
Shit, I'm awful at this one.
So,
You're lucky. Because, I don't know.
So is Mark. Mark sucks at it too. That's why he came up with it.
Can we just agree, Cobra, if we get within 30 years of the actual year, we'll consider that a victory.
Done, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, points associated that. With it.
Right.
It'll be a moral victory.
A moral victory, yes.
All right, so I'm going to start with the Cants.
All right, cool.
Nicely done. Really good at that.
She almost giggles every single time.
I know, seriously. I feel like Beavis and Butthead a little bit. Both of them.
Say it.
And your news story is Hustler magazine publisher Larry Flint shot and crippled by a sniper in Georgia. In what year?
Gosh, I don't do porn. It's just down to you, Cobra.
Oh my god. This isn't headlines anymore.
Well, and nobody does that kind of porn anymore.
Was there a movie about this guy or something?
Yes, because Courtney Love played his wife in the movie. And Harrelson at
let's do a decade. What do we think for a decade?
I'm going to say 80s.
Okay. I was going to go 70s.
Okay.
But
so now you guys were within 20 years of
it. Right?
That's
could still make that 30. Oh, wait. That was.
This could take a while. Amuse yourselves.
I got a yo-yo.
To monk yourself.
Okay, so why are you thinking 80s? Because I am totally okay with leaning your way, given that I know nothing about
thinking
this.
Thinking through the clothing from the movie in my head.
Mm. Oh, look at her go.
And I'm with you, because it's kind of that 79, 82 time frame that I'm sold on.
Yeah.
Golden.
Yeah, this porn-related question is hard. Really, really hard.
Why don't you get stuck into it, Mark?
Oh, my God.
I don't have anything else to go on.
Besides fashion?
No.
Besides fashion.
That's literally it. We're hanging off the fashion from a
Right, movie. I know. All right,
so late 70s, early 80s. So
yes. Why
do you
want to
just go 80?
Let's just go 80. Split down the middle.
All right.
All right. Your answer is 1980.
82. I was going to say 77. I was going to go
the
other
way. 77?
Okay. Oh, well, no, you can't inhabit my decade.
Well, I also just feel like that's when it happened. What the hell?
77.
And we've got 77 for Grandpa Emmy. That was fast.
Yeah.
That's what Bossy said!
Oh my God.
I've got something to watch.
Okay, well, on March 6th, 1978.
Holy shit!
Larry Flint was shot and crippled by a sniper.
Wow. Now they hit him in the leg.
Nice job. So, how crippled?
Yeah. No, that's what I was thinking.
So, he's, of course, the publisher of Hustler, which I loved when I was researching this, which is a magazine with naked women. I'm like, oh my God, that's really how it was described. Yes. In 1978, he was standing trial for obscenity charges when walking to his car outside the courthouse, he and his lawyer were shot by a sniper.
Was he on a grassy knoll?
No, but the sniper was a white supremacist and a serial killer.
Oh, I forgot the serial killer part. I knew the white supremacist part.
This is a great story.
Is it crazy?
They should make a movie of this.
So,
I can guess
extra points. Extra points if you can tell me the year that the movie was released.
2005 million.
BC.
I said 88, but that seems really early now.
Right?
No,
I don't know.
I'm thinking
98. 2009 million and 1998?
I think she meant 2005 and then threw in a couple zeros just because she can.
I know.
You were very close. It was 1996. And you already had the other question answered about Woody Harrelson. So the other cool part, or not cool part, was that no one was ever tried in connection with the shooting.
How did they know he was a white supremacist?
Right.
Well, later, Joseph Paul Franklin confessed. And he had actually changed his name to reflect his affection for the Nazi propaganda master, Joseph Paul Goebbels.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Delightful.
Wow. So he went on a killing spree beginning in 1977 at the age of 27. Before his reign of murder ended in 1980, he took the lives of 15 men, women, and children in some 11 states, and others estimate the death toll up at 21.
So now let me get this straight. He never got charged for this thing.
Nope.
But he got caught and busted for the other stuff.
Like yes.
Okay, and then just said, oh, by the way, I shot the porn guy.
Yep.
Okay.
And the reason he shot the porn guy was because of interracial content in Hustler.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's too bad.
I know, so crazy, right?
On this show.
Isn't it, though?
When you're being a host.
Right. He was finally executed in 2013 for a 1977 murder.
What state?
Today in Missouri.
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 Okay, I'm asking because, you know, if it was Texas, it would be the electric chair. If it was Illinois, it would have been lethal injection. It was Missouri.
I think
so
he was murdered by porn. Death by porn.
He was forced to live in Missouri.
So you used the term shooting spree there. Spree is a word so rarely used in the English language, and almost always it's associated with joy, right? Shopping spree, drinking spree.
Shooting spree? No,
been too many shooting sprees, that's what I think of.
I know, I was just thinking, remember the candy spree?
It should be happy.
Hard, crunchy.
Yeah, sweet tarts with a candy-coated shell.
Ew.
Spree.
I don't like sweet tarts.
You don't?
I'm not a tart person.
It's like
Maybe naturally, because I hate everybody.
But I'm not, like, I totally do. Totally a tart.
I hate people, so I work them in the media. That's exactly. Fantastic.
Because she's on my team, I'm going to leave alone the comment, I'm not a tart person.
Drop it, baby.
Skate right over.
Born again. Yeah.
Okay, we'll go on to Grandpa and Me, and this one is particularly timely, and I imagine Cobus felt it this morning, especially I felt it. We had daylight savings time this past weekend, which is that nightmare time of year where we lose the hour.
Yeah, because I was one hour. I had a whole different vision in my head.
This is a G-rated show. Come on.
Like G for what? G-spot?
Do you and Cobus text one another when you get lucky of a morning? Hey, I got it this morning.
Hey, me too. I live alone.
That was weird.
Doesn't mean I sleep alone. Okay, back to the G-rated.
Yes.
What year was the Uniform Time Act created? And this was the federal standard that mandated standard time within the established time zones and provided for advanced time, aka daylight savings time.
1966. And it allowed for Hawaii and Arizona, except for the Arapaho Nation, to not participate in daylight savings.
Like crap. It's like he's reading it out of an encyclopedia or something.
Wait, I was there.
You were there? Are you going to let him go with that? Just ramble that right off and give you an... No. Damn.
Turner's sitting back going, fuck, I'm not going to argue with that. He answered too fast.
Wait. Did he sound a little too confident, maybe?
Sure, let's go with that.
No, I'm just kidding. That sounded good to me.
You guys are going 1966.
Wait, what was the question again? When daylight savings was implemented?
Did you want me to answer? Did you want me to tell you why I know this?
Yes, I would like to tell you why you think you know this.
Okay,
I'm the host. I get to say yes.
Yes, you do.
Grandpa,
I only know this because Florida actually voted through their Congress to not participate this anymore, and they're waiting for the governor to sign that so that then it can go to Congress so that they can be then exempt from the 1966 bill.
Oh. Modern Florida?
Yes.
Modern Florida? Is there such a thing?
We were doing...
Hey, that's where I'm from.
Sorry.
Oh, I'm so well educated.
The show is moving on like such a cliff. Doing so well.
Would you guys like to argue with the encyclopedia on Grandpa and Me's side?
Would you like me to tell you how atoms are constructed?
Or would you like to respect your elders?
Exactly.
As I learned growing up in Florida.
They were all elder in Florida, weren't they?
Yes.
It smells like mustard.
I'll do that when it's reciprocated. I had Laurie and Jim on the last episode. They were terrible kids.
I hope you're listening.
Well, actually, I was thinking the 60s too, in my defense. Though it sounds incredibly hollow now that he's obviously pinpointed immediately what he thinks.
I thought it was
right.
Way earlier than that.
Yeah, like the 30s. That's
what
I was
thinking. 1933, for whatever reason, sticks in my head. But
I feel like
that's
because
you're only half evil.
So we have two options here.
Okay.
We can either go 1 year either side and just edge our bets that he is old, so his memory's not what it used to be.
True.
So we might pick up scraps of...
This comes from the guy who's got the "Hello, my name is" on his shirt. And it's somebody else's fucking name.
I happen to like this shirt. They left it there. That's not my fault. Or we can go with your 1930s idea. And just
be way the fuck off.
I'm actually super curious. Give me a little more about why you think earlier 30s. Like,
it was my understanding some of this was implemented around the World War because there were concerns about conserving energy during wartime.
My God, you people are so brilliant.
It was something to the effect of why not do it when everybody's already asleep so you're not wasting as much energy early in the morning. Sort of thing. And then my whole family's farmers, too. So that was the other big... I don't know whether that's true, but that was always the other big thing, was it gave more time out in the fields, more... So economically, it made more sense as well.
You know what? Let's go with your thing, because he may be exactly on the money with his year for something similar but different, right?
Okay.
And your thing may be right, so...
Okay.
Pick a year.
All right, let's go with 1933.
All right, we've got 1933 for the cants. And 1966. I feel like you just halved his date and grabbed that one. For Grandpa and Me. So Grandpa and me, you are absolutely 100% right, like down to the damn detail.
I know.
However, you guys aren't totally wrong either. Like, I am shocked any of us get anywhere on time ever based on daylight savings time. So, it's truly a shit show. An American shit show anyway. So
it is
the first observation of it was actually in Germany in 1916 to conserve fuel. And the rest of Europe joined, you know, shortly after that. And the first instance in the United States was actually 1918.
Damn it, I knew it.
Congress abolished it. And then it was a local option. And then Franklin Roosevelt started it again. And it was called wartime. So the one you were talking about was 42 to 45.
Okay.
But, I mean, I was like, holy shit, like, how would you ever know what time it was anywhere? And then all the different states could decide if they wanted to or not. Yeah. And then finally it was like, well, the whole state has to decide. It can't just be part of the state. I'm like, I would have just, like, pulled down the shades and been like, fuck it, I'm not going anywhere. Like, I don't know what time it is. I don't know what day it is. I don't know where I'm supposed to be. Yeah, exactly, right? So, and of course, the bonus question was going to be, which two states don't observe it? And you already got that, so.
I got the bonus question without even being asked.
You got the bonus question without me even asking the bonus question.
But here's the other bonus question I'm going to pose to Turner. How much energy does it actually conserve? 0.03%. Yeah.
And in some of the studies, they said it actually used a little bit more energy.
I was going to say, some of them said
that's because everyone kept fucking turning the light on to check their clock and be like, are you sure it's that time? What's going on? Turn the light on and check that clock.
It also they're also arguing that they actually lose money because of lost production on Monday.
Oh, like today?
Carrie,
yeah, we're not productive.
Before you know.
I do want to express my condolences to our good friend Andrew for missing his flight because his phone.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see that. That's
yes, he
amazing.
Set his phone. He set his phone for 2:30 and it just skipped it.
Books a flight for 5 o'clock in the morning. I mean,
it was 6 o'clock.
Either way. He got those fucking bonus points too.
That sounds like a TEDx speech.
Yes, it does.
I bet by the next time he's here, I'll have done a TEDx speech.
What's less than a TEDx speech? He's a TEDx. He can only go down from this point. You heard a Y? Is it Ted Y?
I think it's Ted. Just Ted.
Why the fuck am I doing this?
Ted says.
All right, I suppose we better give points.
Okay, give points.
So, Grandpa and me. Not only 100% on the date, but the bonus questions without them being asked.
And being closer on their question.
That's also true.
I forget.
You currently have 3 points. I'm going to give you 17 more for the nice fat round number of 20.
Hooey. Mm.
And the can'ts.
Didn't get anything and didn't tell a funny joke.
Well, but the thing is, Koba was going with the early shit show of this, like, I think you definitely have to have points for that. Plus, you got to talk about porn.
Right?
So you guys had 7 points, and I'm going to give you 7 more for 14. So
we're
at 14 to 20.
We're still winning.
No. Yes. Can you say it in Bart Simpson's voice?
Oh, I can only say eat my shorts.
Okay. All right, well, guess what? We're already at last call.
What?
I know.
Oh.
I know. Okay, last round of drinks, guys. Just get them in.
Yep,
so,
absolutely.
These are headlines that you may or may not have seen during the week, and we're going to leave a couple words out of them and have you guys fill them in with the correct answers, or hopefully something even better than the correct answers.
Or maybe something more professorial for us.
Or something more sexual, as this episode seems to be going.
Evidently.
Bunch of horn dogs.
So, speaking of sex, we'll start with Stormy Daniels. Stormy Daniels sues Trump, says blank... invalid because he never blanked.
Oh, God.
And blanked might actually be the right word at the end of that. Your choice. Stormy Daniels sues Trump, says blank, invalid, because
going,
he never blanked.
Come on, man. This is one you just start throwing down.
I have a couple here that I'm really keen to jump in on. This one, I'm going to take a back seat. Stormy Daniels sues Trump, says sex was invalid because he never brought her to orgasm.
That's what I was thinking, actually. It wasn't really. If we're going to use the definition that Clinton gave us, then that's probably accurate. True. Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, the headline is, of course, that she sues Trump and says the Hush Agreement is invalid because he never actually signed it.
You mean he never took his pen out?
He never took his pen as out.
He's lucky if it's a pen.
It was under a different name. It wasn't even his name, right?
Yeah, it wasn't her. It wasn't her name and it wasn't his name.
Exactly.
Let's see. He was David Dennison throughout the entire Hush Agreement.
Sorry, I misheard that. David Devilman?
David Devilman.
Oh, the lamest faux name ever.
And even though Stormy Daniels is already a pseudonym for Clifford, her name in the Hush Agreement was Peggy Peterson.
Oh, God.
So she went by a fake name.
You and I, she said Clifford, and you and I looked at each other like, fuck, now we've got another thing ruined from our childhood.
Why did they both pick alliteration names?
Oh, God.
Very odd.
And why didn't their attorneys warn them against this?
This show brought to you by Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Oh.
And is he big?
All right, on to the next headline. I mean, we're still speaking of sex. Dick's Sporting Goods banned sales of what after what?
Vibrators after the previous headline.
Sex is a sport. Do you know how many calories you burn during sex? Seriously.
It depends.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And depends on how many kids you have in the house.
Right, yeah.
Does it depend on how many strokes it takes?
No.
Oh, okay. Masturbator of the sea.
Masturbator and commander of the high sea.
Dick's banned sales of tape measures after rumors about it overestimating its size.
He's actually written these down. He's such a host.
Well, I know what it is for reals.
What is it for
because
reals?
Because it happened in my home state of Florida. Right. They banned assault rifles after the shooting in Florida.
Good job, Dicks.
Oh, wow, wow.
I did see one of my favorite tweets of the last couple weeks about that, and it was saying, like, GOP decides to boycott Dicks. And they're like, wait, no, we didn't mean that. We still love Dicks.
No, we didn't mean that either.
Oh, shit.
To public bathrooms, airports.
Exactly, yes.
Yes, that is absolutely correct. Assault weapons after the Parkland, Florida school shooting. Next headline. Film posters recreated with what appeared in London?
Feces.
Ooh.
Just did that because London was in.
No, that's not the only reason.
Sperm is out, then, is what I'm hearing.
Sperm is out?
Yeah,
all right. Stiff up a lip.
Ooh.
I didn't mean that. Oh. We started in the gutter and we just continued to dig.
Exactly. I'm never crawling out of this one.
We're going to
There was
hell.
A clown sitting there just begging you to come down into the sewer with it.
And following it like it's a bouncing red ball. Or Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Dong, whatever.
That's what I said. Now I'm kind of nervous. Like, how much will we get sued? We have no money. We have no sponsor.
We can reward them by letting them be the host for one episode. Anyone? 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 Film posters recreated with what?
Come on, this happened in London. What the hell happened?
Black actors.
Absolutely is black actors. So what popped up around London were film posters of famous films like Harry Potter, Skins, Titanic, Doctor Who, Skyfall, all featuring black actors to kind of highlight the fact that we are not casting black actors as much as we should be in films that we should.
Idris Elba for James Bond, please. Idris Elba for James Bond.
Oh, seriously.
If anybody's listening, come on.
Idris Elba for Copenhagen, please. No, Idris Elba.
That. He's on my laminated list.
Is he the one that you have an agreement with your husband?
There's a couple. Yes, he is on there.
Yeah.
I have no idea who that is. Is he the guy from Gunslinger? Dark Tower?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Luther?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Luther's brilliant.
Yes. Okay.
Luther. Oh,
all right, the next headline is a blank took place during Milan Fashion Week. Milan's in Italy, just in case your geography is as bad as my math. So It's not in London, so no poop fast. Jokes.
A vomitorium?
Yeah, vomitorium. Yeah, that would be
a great famine. So that they could fit into their wandering.
A range of impractical clothes that nobody will actually wear in the high street.
Oh, I shouldn't say that. Givenchy died, so...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
just today, right?
Just today. No, Saturday. I guess Saturday, but today was the announcement. Yeah. Oh,
okay. Okay. Don't forget to ask the encyclopedia. Givenchy. I think it was an orgy because Trump was in Milan that week.
Oh, seriously?
No.
Okay. Oh, God. I almost believed that for a second.
Trump was in Melania that week?
No, I don't believe that at all. Not a chance.
Headlines.
They've already had their one child. Actually, it's done.
She be more buttoned up in public.
Right.
She looks so frosty. I mean, not that I'm blaming her, but it's hysterical to me how, like, he's kind of slouching in with that stupid grimace on his face and trying to appear important, and she's just completely upright, looking straight ahead. I mean, totally frosty.
I always wonder what her mantra is as she's standing there. Make it through today. Make it through today. Make
it through today. I think it's just...
You know what it is?
Nothing.
Vladimir will kill him.
My five-year-old does a good impersonation of Trump. He just sticks out his lip, like, pouts. Like, son, no. Let's quit it.
I like the fact that she won't hold it. I mean, show any display of affection to the man at all in public.
Well, he doesn't either, though. Did you see
when he tries to hold her hands, she won't do it.
Well, that's because the only reason he did that was after everybody called it odd that she introduced him for something and he came and shook her hand when he came to the podium.
Oh,
and
Lord.
Like, who the fuck does that? Yeah, exactly. Spouse?
Plus, imagine what his hand feels like.
Oh, God, no.
Imagine what it's been.
It's so tiny.
I bet it makes noises.
Okay. Come on, tell us.
Okay. A hashtag body positive catwalk took place during Milan Fashion Week, which is totally actually opposite of all the guesses. So 25 women from all over Italy, you may lose points, gathered right outside the Duomo Cathedral? Did I say that right?
Duomo.
And gained widespread attention. These women made more of a statement by stripping down to their underwear despite the cold February weather.
Oh, we did see
and,
this.
Yeah, there was a big kind of protest out there. Not protest. It wasn't. They were protesting. They were. It was an International Women's Day and bringing attention to all skin is beautiful. All right. And the next headline is...
Sex.
It could be. It kind of sounds that way.
Right.
Nor'easter slams what? Again.
Trump. Well, as long as Trump's nickname is Nor'easter, then...
Billy Joel. Welcome to the song. Yeah. I just came to it.
Which song? Oh,
Storm Warning.
Yes!
I love that album. It has Down Easter Electric so lame.
I don't know that song.
We're all lost.
Oh yeah, Down Easter Electric.
Apparently you don't know either.
Any guesses? Any guesses?
East Coast.
Yeah, East Coast. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. They got all of our snow, so while we're sitting here in Colorado with, 70-degree, no snow, no moisture, everyone's hair is standing on end because we're so staticky.
Some of us.
Mm-hmm. The East Coast. Some of our hairs. Your beard looks awfully staticky.
Okay, that's true.
Yeah, after getting with that narwhal, he's just fine.
Totally have to Google that. Yes, the East Coast got hammered once more. Ooh, here's another fun one. Trump to hold what?
Melania's if he can find hand? It.
breath indefinitely.
That's wishful thinking.
Can I just say, along those same lines, you know when Trump was saying how he had run into that school unarmed, you know, where the police deputy hadn't done so, oh, I would have run in, I wouldn't have been armed, I would have gone for it. Can I just say, I'm in support of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, please. Somebody next time this happens,
somebody needs to go into the White House.
Go for it.
We will bring you on Air Force One as quickly as we can, and you can run and be the hero.
So full of crap. Actually, he's on like a. I think it's Howard Stern talking about how somebody passed out at a function he was at and started bleeding or something. He's like, oh, it was disgusting. I didn't want to look.
And it was a veteran of some sort.
Like, fucking, yeah, right. You'd have gone into anything, you friggin'. Anyways.
That's good,
huh? I'm going to go with a military parade.
Ooh.
But no military.
Military parade. No military.
Military parade with no guns. The NRA is boycotting it.
So what Trump actually held was a games violence meeting.
Oh.
So
promoting it or
He has, on several occasions, pointed to video games violence as being the problem that's potentially affecting American youth.
If that's the case, I would have been a school shooter a long time ago.
Don't take my GTA away.
Right? I'm like, hello.
It's creating monsters, according to him.
We have to give it a Pac-Man in our schools.
We shouldn't be playing ghosts. Because that fucker's eating pills like crazy.
So the games industry has routinely and robustly defended itself against claims that its products provoke real-life violence, and they have not been able to prove that video games are behind anything like
this.
So
he's been listening to Tipper.
Yes, exactly. He's Tipper.
He's looking for any out that doesn't entail actually making a decision that's worth a damn. So.
Yes, exactly.
Or contrary to the NRA.
Right, exactly.
Right? If he can have his guns in video... Oh, never mind.
I was going to say, if he can have his guns and eat them. Again,
if he can have his guns and eat them, too. Ouch. Okay, our next headline. Nun involved in what collapses and dies in court?
This was just messed up.
This whole thing has been fucked up since it began.
Yes, exactly. And I want to say something really obnoxious about it, but I shouldn't and I can't. Because
Catholic boy,
I was going to say, yeah, Catholic school, yeah. Not
good,
so much.
Good Catholic boy, the fucking recovering Mormon, good Catholic boy. That's really
turned Catholic.
I want to ask you this: you're of Italian descendancy. How did you end up being Mormon and not Catholic? I don't know.
I was going to say, are you serious? Jesus Christ, how many people do you want to put to sleep?
Join us on the Whistle Stop Week Extended Edition.
Exactly. So y'all can take a nap. because decisions.
You don't know the story?
Yeah.
Depressing.
Yeah, involved in a Katy Perry lawsuit.
Yeah.
Are we headlines again?
No. This sounds nice. Like it.
Right, so this nun involved in a Katy Perry convent lawsuit.
Yes.
She's collapsed and died in court.
Yep.
Do you know the rest of the story?
Yes.
Please. Tell.
Then they put her on the gurney and carted her.
So
Perry wants to buy the convent and give it to her mom and another relative. I think it's her grandmother.
Like a converted convent.
Yes.
Now, keep in mind, Katy Perry's parents were huge evangelical. Yeah. Like yes, her dad's exactly. The whole. So I find this even weirder.
And the archdiocese is okay with that. They're selling it for $14.5 million to Perry. The nuns want to sell it to a Los Angeles restaurateur for $15.5 million.
Jesus got to get paid.
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus got to get paid.
So it's coming down to, you know, who owns it, who can sell it, who has the rights. It's a major Charlie Fox strike.
It's crazy. Yeah, it includes 30,000 square feet of living space, a pool, a tower, and an adjoining prayer house.
I knew I should have looked at religion instead of radio. I knew it.
Seriously, right?
Totally picked the wrong
game. Let's start a church right now.
Right?
You have to rename yourself there. Celibacy. Take a bath there. You step out of the water, you're like, okay, there's another baptism. Oh, gosh.
It's Catholic, so it's just sprinkling. So you just as you walk through across the lawn while the sprinklers are on, that's when you have to do it.
My wife doesn't like it when I sprinkle.
Yeah, I'm sure she doesn't. Oh, and by the way, Kova, one word for that whole religion thing, celibacy.
I don't know. After two kids, there are days.
Carrie's.
I'm like, oh, hell no. All right,
yes, by the way, did you hear what Pope Francis said today?
No.
That it's okay for parishioners to kiss nuns as long as they don't get into the habit.
Oh, groan.
You better go confess right now.
And April's looking around going, what?
I can kiss a nun?
Okay, our final headline. Amazon Echo users report what coming from Alexa?
Did we already talk about this?
It's one of my favorite. Which cackle? This is one of my favorite stories.
Oh my god!
Amazon Echo users report sobbing as Google Home outsells Alexa 2-1.
I do love my Google Home.
I really like Google Home as well.
Yep, I love it.
Actually,
I don't have either of them.
Bars is super close. Spontaneous, laughter. Childlike laughter. So there are some super funny stories that have come out of this. So
creepy as shit. Sorry, so scare the bejesus out of me.
Can you imagine?
No.
That's One person says, lying in bed about to fall asleep when Alexa on my Amazon Echo Dot lets out a very loud and creepy laugh. There's a good chance I get murdered tonight.
That was my favorite tweet about this.
That was so awesome. Brilliant. And another one said, we got home and totally unprompted our Amazon Echo / Alexa started talking and or started laughing. And then I realized it was listing off local cemeteries and funeral homes. What? I'd rather it laugh at me, to be honest. So it was talking through and laughing about,
yeah. So you can judge me as a parent if you like, but the moment I heard this story, the very next thing I did was Google to see if there was a way to set Google Home up on a timer whereby after 10 minutes after my kids got out of bed in the morning, it would start doing that. And I wanted to go out of the room, so I'd go, I know what you're talking about.
What?
Wait a minute. Why would you want to see you do it? Here's what my question. Yeah. 10 minutes after they wake up, why the hell would you want them to come and wake you up when they get freaked out?
I'm already up.
They would come
out, yeah.
Question for you. Do your children like to ask Google how to swear in other languages?
Not yet.
Oh. Mine do.
That's because they hear their father swearing.
That's because
they have language all the time.
They have a future in radio.
My son's Russian obsessed, so he now knows how to say fuck off in several different languages, but Russian being his favorite, my daughter's like, I don't know how to say this in Swedish, but it sounds fun.
How do you say fuck off in Russian? Do you know?
I will have to ask him. I will tape him doing that for the next time show. We get together. Yeah.
The only thing I can say in Russian is belly button.
Nice. What's that?
Poopock.
Oh, it's what she says to her boyfriend. Honey, wrong one. You're in the belly
button. Oh my god.
I really hope he hears this episode. We get so many spin-off shows. I like it. Yoko swears in different languages.
We have the
his dissertation on whatever the fuck you want.
And the accommodating belly button.
We got April with her impersonation.
I better hope he doesn't come to visit because he's going to fucking kill you.
Oh my god.
She's
taking
either saying,
my poopock and going home.
She's either saying, oh my god, that was funny, or oh my god, how did you know?
Okay, we're going to scores on that note. Okay, so currently we're sitting Grandpa and me at 20. This is a low scoring game. And the cats. No. I think I was just greedy with the points. You're usually much more generous.
I love the suggestions he thinks is method to my madness. Yes, Carrie, let me explain why the algorithm behind my scoring system.
And the cants are sitting at 14.
Yep.
And we had a pretty good round with the headlines. I do have to say that host Mark brought it with some funny. Although I was shocked he didn't know the Katie Perry story.
I did know London. No one else knew London.
That's true.
You should know London.
It's almost begging.
So, 14 to 20 right now. We are going to add 12 to the cants for a total score of 26, if I am mathing correctly. And we are going to add 8 to Grandpa and me for a total score of 28 to 26. We have the winners.
Boom!
It's actually because Bars considered telling us the entire Mormon fall from grace story.
They found no common restraint.
Hold on. I get more points because I used to be a Jehovah Witness, right?
Did you really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, and it's not Jehovah.
Open witness. The door to April.
It's one of Jehovah's. Bars. We need attention.
We learned so much on this show, not only about the news, but about the
people in general.
Personal,
right?
Stupid, exactly. Seriously. Personal life.
Like our listeners give a shit.
Yeah.
So much closer to that woman again who I don't know.
Yeah, I could sit next to her in an airplane and be the fucking
bus. If Mark remembers anyone's name one show to the next, we might get to know our returning contestants.
That's true. He can't remember her name for shit.
Amber, April, Alicia.
Such an A. Huh. Who's the short redhead who's on the show again this week?
And she might change her hair color.
Yeah, that's think true. It's pinkish, purpley. I don't know.
We'll take a selfie and let our listeners decide. So on that note, we have wound down this terrifying episode with me as your host. And I would like to say thanks to Required Radio, Blog Talk Radio, and Tri-Lakes Radio, who air our show every Saturday at 9 p.m. And we would be so grateful if wherever you get this show, you would subscribe, like, and comment if you haven't already, and encourage everyone else that you know to get in contact with us, too. You can find us on Facebook and on the Twitter, and and, of course, across anywhere you listen to podcasts. So thank you so much for joining us tonight. I am going to leave you with one of my favorite tweets from this past week. And this is actually a medical doctor scientist named Eugene Gu, and that's at Eugene Gu, which is G-U.
It's funny, yeah.
Gu is funny.
Depends on what kind of doctor he is.
That part's not funny, so...
She's turning pink.
No, he's a pediatric doctor. It's really not funny.
Yeah, that's even funnier. No, it totally is funny. What's this blue
goo? So, he says, it's poetic justice that a bizarre and outrageous president gets taken down by an equally bizarre and outrageous co-conspirator. Sam Nunberg is like Trump's Twitter reincarnated as an actual person. So, if you guys saw any of that interview, it was absolutely insane. It was like he was hammered, like he'd been sucking on a box of wine during the interview. So, pretty damn funny. Look it up. So, thank you to our panelists, Bars and April, who were appearing tonight as Grandpa and me.
Yes!
Eat my shorts!
And Koba and Mark, who have appeared as the Cants.
I'd like to buy a vowel, please.
Yeah.
Harry Cants or Shaved Cants?
I just think it's Shaved, too.
You could edit in Harry or Shaved before every time we say Cants in this episode.
We'll do a listener poll on Twitter.
And I have been your host, Greased Lightning, and this has been your Whistle Stop Week. Goodbye!
Everyone associated with the Whistle Stop Week would like to offer their condolences for the loss of a friend of the show this week, someone who passed far too young and far too soon. Rest in peace, Eddie.